Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This is the Mario Cristobal Show. Joe Zagacki, Don Bailey Jr., University of Miami head coach Mario Cristobal. Canes coming off a 35-14 win against Georgia Tech. Up next, the Clemson Tigers, 3:30, coming up in Clemson, South Carolina at Memorial Stadium. We're going to start the show, however, on a different note. Coach, University of Virginia this week had a terrible tragedy that included the loss of several lives. Young men that were playing football, one from South Florida, present players, and a horrific incident on campus.
Yeah, certainly our thoughts and prayers, our hearts are grieving, you know, for everyone over there in Charlottesville. You know, great people, great program. They've been struck with something that is unspeakable, you know, and so we're here, you know, any way that any of us can show support and love for all those families and all the parties involved, that we need to do our very best for them.
We just played Virginia a couple of weeks ago and competed against several of those players who lost their lives.
Yes, sir. It again, just tragic, and something that you know, we have to do our best to show support for those families that are going through the toughest thing you could imagine.
Coach, you won the football game in Atlanta against Georgia Tech, and one thing that was talked about outside this building constantly all week was, can Miami bounce back? Can Miami bounce back? Is Florida State going to beat Miami twice? And they didn't, and Miami did bounce back. I mean, they did a great job, came out prepared, a ton of energy to start that football game.
Well, the first thing we told our players in the locker room and then in yesterday's meeting, when you review the tape, you tell them, you know what, Miami Hurricanes across the country are really proud of the way you attacked adversity and the way you showed up and got after it in the game. Because, you know, sometimes teams can fold, teams can buckle, and instead we attacked the work, attacked the process, and came out and played one of our more complete games of the season.
Two things about your starting quarterback, Ja'Cari Brown. I thought he was fabulous in the game, calm as could be. And then his post-game interview was one of the, and I've been doing it a long time, all the way back to when you were playing. You were great in the locker room, so were you. But Ja'Cari Brown took it to a different level. And I would just imagine that that effervescent personality that he demonstrated is also going to be a real plus.
He's a natural at what he does, and his personality, it's a big one. It's a very vibrant one. You know, he brings out the best in people around him, and he is not fazed. You know, the moment's never too big for him. He's a natural competitor, and quite honestly, he was at supporting his teammates when he wasn't playing, and he's at now when he is playing. So he's a guy that certainly brings a lot to the table as a player and a leader.
Coach, we saw the running ability since the first snap he took as a Hurricane, but it was nice to see him throw three touchdown passes against Georgia Tech, and I think he enjoyed that as much as anything.
He did, and it was good because, you know, when he had his first attempt a few weeks ago, he was so nervous. You know, I kid with him all the time. He killed a couple of ant piles out there, you know, on the field. And now that he's settling in, people are realizing what a talent he is. And again, what a player he is working himself into being. So really proud of him. I know our players are proud of him, and then looking forward to getting back to work with him.
I'm sure he's just scratching the surface, but he's an example of what happens when you have a dynamic player. Not only is he dynamic with great speed, but my goodness, he runs with power.
He does. He's a big guy. He's not a little guy. And I'm sure when you interviewed him, it hits you, right? He walks up on you. He just gets taller and taller and taller. If you watch our fourth quarter program, you watch all of our quarterbacks, they take part in it. You know, they're not sitting on the side and, you know, tossing around some Nerf balls. I mean, they're out there getting after it, and all those guys stood out as being really, really good competitors and pushing themselves as a position group and pushing other position groups. And Jakari was one of those guys that really stood out.
Coach, the value of the long drive against Georgia Tech, some long, grueling drives. You won the time of possession battle, but the importance of being able to drive the field with a freshman quarterback, not to mention two freshman offensive linemen and a bunch of other first-time players, but you did it, and you were able to march the field and put touchdowns on the scoreboard.
Yeah, it created momentum right away, mm-hmm. You know, and actually did it without having to face a fourth down. You know, in the previous games, we've had a couple of those, but never got to that. You know, so we converted on third down. The third downs were manageable. A couple of them were long ones, and we did a fairly decent job. And just we're playing, I wouldn't say mistake-free football, but we didn't turn the ball over to a team that had been forcing turnovers at the second highest rate, you know, in the entire country. So, yeah, so our guys really conscientious of that. They played with intent and with purpose, and it showed.
Well, we've all seen some great University of Miami defensive performances, and we saw a work of art last week from Cam Kitchens against Georgia Tech. Not only did he have 8 tackles, I think it was, 3 interceptions, including a return of 99 yards for a touchdown.
No doubt, and great leader too. You know, they were upset that those guys scored at the end when all the young guys were in there, because they still have to uphold the standard. And he was coaching just as hard as he was playing when he was on the field. But Cam, all that time he invests, it just continues to pay off. You know, he's worked on his body, he's worked on his mind, his football IQ, his ability to diagnose what offenses are doing. I mean, every tip and reminder is he's got it locked in. He's just he's got that DNA. He's one of those elite competitors, and he's doing an unbelievable job.
Coach, it's not a fluke for him, right? I mean, like you mentioned, I think we need to spend a minute on that. Is he here more than you are?
No one's going to do that. There's no one in the world.
He's keeping you honest, right?
But, you know, he's got me on my toes. You
know,
I love being around guys like that.
Yeah.
You know, I make it no secret. I love being around guys that grind and are all about this life, because that's what it requires, right? And he's all about it. He is, in a humble way too. You'll never ever see this guy brag about anything. He wants to see his teammates do well, wants to see his team do well, but he grinds. You know, he knows, he fully understands what it takes. And what we want from him now is to keep impacting others to realize, hey, this really can make each and every individual better and us collectively better as a unit, as a team or whatnot. So he's going to be really impactful.
And it wasn't exactly like the quarterbacks were serving it up to him. Those were plays where he was coming off the hash and making plays in traffic. The first one was a demolition derby, mm-hmm. but he's making those plays in traffic.
He is, but again, he's worked on his body. Look at the way he drops his hips and accelerates, right? And look at the discipline and where he's at. When he's playing the half, he's playing the half. When he's the post safety, he's the post safety. Did he get a great break on the ball? Absolutely, but he also understood the route concept that went with it to get there. And then he showed up in the run game just as big, getting downhill and making tackle after tackle after tackle. And people don't realize he's a core special teams guy too now. He's always running down. He's always involved in something. And now he's hitting me up, you know, to be the kickoff returner. So now I got to deal with that.
The reality is, Coach, there's a 20-hour rule in place for college football, period. Mm-hmm. If you're going to be great, 20 hours is not enough. You got to do a lot of stuff on your own and make sure that you are prepared and continue to grow with overtime.
Undoubtedly. You got no shot. If your team is comprised of guys that are looking to, you know, when the bell sounds, go home, it doesn't work. It just there's just too much to do, you know, working on their individual craft, working on the opponent, working on our own schematical stuff, the adjustments that go with it. Not to mention, you know what it does? It creates ownership, right? There's nothing like ownership. When it's yours, right? When it's really, really yours, you'll do anything humanly possible to make it successful. And when a player invests time outside of the regular work hours, he's making it his. He's making it theirs. They are making it theirs as a team. And that's when ownership takes place, and that's when a team really takes off.
You guys worked really hard with Jalen Knighton, and it looked like he responded. He got the message, 60-some yards against Florida State, 100 yards against Georgia Tech. You mentioned earlier this is a team that strips the ball. He did a good job of protecting the ball and ran really hard.
He ran hard, broke tackles, made people miss, made explosive plays, did a great job in protection. Yeah. You know, everyone sees the flash plays and the splash plays. They don't see those, you know, roll up your sleeve type plays, and he did it. He did it at a really, really high level that allowed us to gain some first downs and score a touchdown as well. I know you noticed that first touchdown pass. He's right on it when the nickel's coming. And that allowed time. You know, it was a little bit, you know, muddy in there, but allowed time for that ball to get off. So really proud of Jalen for the work that he put in for the week. And looking to that, for that group to keep just ramping up, right? When your running backs run hard, it makes everything very, very different. Right? You know, we're the guys up front. You know, we're going to stumble and fall now. We're not as athletic as those other guys are. Those guys have to make us look good, you know, or not make us look as bad at times. And he did that. He did a great job.
Coach, Will Mallory had the touchdown catch, but maybe one of his best games as a blocker since he's been here. He just was so physical. And I don't think anybody really notices that, but you watch it closely. He was involved in the entire football game.
He was, and he, you know, he wanted to address the team before the game. You know, we always have a member, you know, go up there and talk to, and he wanted to do it. And like Will came out, and it was awesome to see, and he carried it over into the physicality that he displayed throughout the course of the game. Did a great job versus their defensive ends, their linebackers on the perimeter. Was a big factor in us having a successful day.
Yeah, and your offensive plan was, I thought, really, really good. Getting rid of the ball in a hurry. Bashard Smith had a lot of touches. Frank Latson, Will Mallory. You had the ball moving to different spots.
You know, we only had, I believe, 61 total offensive plays. You always want to have more. But being the first start for a freshman, you know, quarterback, and a couple other, you know, young guys playing in there, felt it was what we needed to do to win the football game, and it proved to be so.
Coach, Breshard Smith is starting to show up quite a bit. It's nice to see you talk about what happened maybe a few, 3 or 4 or 5 weeks ago, but every single week you're seeing a guy just continuing to build confidence and make plays.
Breshard Smith can be as good as anybody in the country, and we're going to keep challenging him to keep working and grinding himself into being just that. You know, he's an awesome young man, great family. He's getting better and better, and we want to keep challenging him because we know there's more meat on that bone.
Okay, when we come back, we will move our attention ahead to the Clemson Tigers, Miami and Clemson on Saturday at 3:30. More on the show right after this.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hurricanes beat Georgia Tech 35-14. Up next, the Clemson Tigers from Clemson, South Carolina. Clemson riding a 39 straight home game winning streak. We know about home winning streaks here with the University of Miami with the all-time record of 58. Clemson has won 39 straight at home, 9-1 this season. They look the part. They're looking for another 10-win season, which would be 12 straight years of 10-win seasons.
Mm-hmm. Impressive football program from top to bottom, from a cultural standpoint, personnel standpoint, coaching standpoint, a lot of continuity over the years as a staff, and one that they made a conscious decision, you know, about 15 years ago that they were going to invest in football, that they were going to do whatever it took to get them on the national stage and as a prominent player, and they did so, and they've done an unbelievable job representing their university and the ACC conference.
Coach, they've had outstanding skill talent. They've been very, very successful at the quarterback spot. But I think when you look at that football team, they've invested a lot at the line of scrimmage too. Nobody really talks about it, but I think that's as big a reason as anything that they're winning the games that they are.
Without a doubt, they're elite up front. They really are on both sides of the ball. Their front seven is thick, powerful, explosive, extremely large, rangy, athletic. I mentioned powerful because they just make a dent in the line of scrimmage and they run. They all run to the football. They get there with the right disposition. And then on the offensive side, they've invested heavily as well in the offensive line. Big, powerful guys that move the line of scrimmage, protect the quarterback really well, and they move the other guys on the other side of the ball.
And their quarterback He likes that offensive line. Because he runs behind him, he's a big guy to get on the ground as well.
He does. Excellent quarterback. I've known him for years and years. He was a guy that we recruited very hard when I was at the University of Oregon, and so very familiar with him. Phenomenal track record in high school, has carried it over to college. We know we feel he's one of the better quarterbacks in the country.
And let's not kid ourselves. They want to run the football. They rushed last week for 248, almost 250 yards, and they've got two backs that complement each other.
No, they do. They do, and the backs are complemented by the offensive line and the tight end and the quarterback that could run and pass, and they've got explosive players outside. They're slot receivers, they're outside guys, they're tight ends. Are all guys that could run by you, guys that could run over you. Again, they've done a great job with talent acquisition and player development.
DJ Uiagalelei, I'm practicing.
Keep practicing.
He's just going to call him DJ.
Call him DJ, right.
Louisville went in there as a hot team. Team running the football. Clemson turned it upside down on them. 5-3 and outs. Couple of takeaways, 4 sacks and 9 tackles for losses, which goes to what you said about their front seven. They're really getting control, and that's got to be probably one of your big keys going into this game.
Well, I mean, it always starts and ends up front, and they have, you know, for the most part, just dominated their opponents. So you've got to be at your best. You know, you've got to be very willing to just spend hours and hours studying film, game plan to give yourself the best opportunity to keep having positive plays. They force a lot of negative plays. They get in the backfield, they knock people back, they get people in second and 12. Obviously, the home field advantage gets a lot of people in second and 15 and whatnot, first and 15. Just all in all, a tremendous opportunity for our guys.
Coach, in the ACC, this football team, your football team, has shown a lot of confidence on the road. They do not mind going on the road and playing.
We've had really good processes and some really good results on the road. And, you know, and we've been fortunate enough where the place that we've played at, you know, they've tested our guys. You know, it's been environments where there has been, you know, the crowd's been involved and football teams that have done a really good job, you know, at home. So all in all, it's this is a tremendous test. This is the most talented team, one of the most talented teams that you'll see in the entire country, and certainly one that our guys are really looking forward to playing against.
You know, you look at where they are. They're on the outside right now looking in for the college football playoff. But nonetheless, I say this all the time with Don, when you have a program that wins 10 games every year, you're always in something. You're playing for some championship somewhere along the line. They're on the verge of another 10-win season, which, you know, if a couple of teams lose around them or whatever, they still have a chance to get into that playoff. So it's a big game for them as well. They're not going to be looking past the Miami Hurricanes.
They're as good as any team you'll find in the country. And yeah. I think anyone, if you grabbed all 32 NFL scouts representing every team, they'd tell you that's as talented as any team in the country. And that they play hard and that they're coached really well and they have challenging schemes. They move around on defense a bunch. They pressure almost 35% of the time. They have exotic looks on third down that present ID problems. You got to defend those big old backs and the quarterback runs and have that ball thrown by you as well. They just they bring it every way imaginable, and they're talented and coach well to match that. So, you know, again, our guys are extremely fired up to get the opportunity to play a team like this.
Let's not kid each other. This is an opportunity, right? I mean, if you're Miami Hurricane, yeah. This is a great opportunity to go and test yourself, but also an opportunity to go win a football game on the road against the best in the country, and that's why people come here.
And that's always going to be the case.
Yeah.
You know, we always, every single week, we approach it the same way. Tremendous respect for our opponents, and our goal is always to be 1-0.
The sidebar note would be, in the new scheduling format of the ACC, Miami and Clemson, they've kind of matched up for the next couple of years, so you might as well get ready, get used to it, because this is what the league wants, probably what the league needs also.
Mm-hmm. Right. Again, great program. Really looking forward to playing this football game.
Coach, you play some other young guys also. Wesley Bissain saw it the other day. Mm-hmm. And we mentioned this last week. When he hits you, it's pretty loud. But how did he do? And looked like he was pretty comfortable.
Played really well. You know, it was the right thing to start him. He earned that start. It wasn't just handed to him. And he's a guy that just, he pops on film now. You know, he's an eraser. You know, ball might pop this way, maybe a guy's out of his gap, and bam, he shows up, and, you know, there's a tackle. And he's a sure tackler, all right? He gets there with speed, with power, wraps up really well. Great hips, you know, comes out of his hips and strikes, understands the game really well, really smart guy, and can make corrections like like that, which is rare for a freshman. Now he's had some games under his belt where he's played some. Getting the start was different, and he showed up different as well in a positive way. So Wes is going to be an elite player at the University of Miami.
You see the growth spurt coming out of these young players, whether it's Shakari Brown, and then you mentioned Bassaint, but then Kelly and Skinner and Cooper and Seymour and everybody. We're talking about Kitchens and Williams. They're sophomores. I mean, they're not fifth-year guys that are doing this. And it's so important to get them on the field and get reps at a high level.
Without a doubt. There's nothing like playing. There's nothing like the lights being on. There's nothing like live reps against an opponent where there is no whistle, hey, let timeout do over. Let's run that play again. It's not practice anymore. This is live. This is live, and whatever you put on tape, that's your resume. That's what you are. So getting those reps against competition, against, you know, the guys in the other uniform, invaluable. Invaluable. It provides opportunity, but it also builds confidence. And tremendous tape to teach off of as well. You know, now a guy can, when we met yesterday, all those freshmen were playing, and some played better than others, you know, but what does it do? It speaks the truth, right? The tape, you know, it doesn't lie. And right there, you can go right at it and start doing the things and constructively, you know, show your guys what needs to be done better, what we can build off of, what is unacceptable, right? You know, some guys say, man, I was really loafing. Yeah, there it is on tape, brother. You know, that's not acceptable here. And I'm not talking about Wesley, that guy don't loaf. But I guess what I'm saying is that there's nothing as valuable as actually playing. Practicing and playing is always going to trump everything else.
That's also the value of when you put a game to bed in the fourth quarter and you get all those young guys in there. I had to get my extra chart out to see who was in there, but Markeith Williams was flying around. All of a sudden, these guys start to flash a little bit, and that's how they learn, right? I mean, they get their chance in the fourth quarter, and there's a lot of pride involved in that.
There is, and I think now it speaks volumes of, you know, validates what, you know, what you sell about your program, that if you play well and take care of your business and you work hard, learn the system, you're going to play no matter what you are, freshman, sophomore, junior. It doesn't matter. And it also gives you the opportunity to start pushing guys more and challenging them more, right? Yeah, you might be a 17 or 18-year-old freshman, but you've been blessed with the ability of a guy that, you know, you look like a sophomore, you move like a sophomore. So let's get you playing like a guy that's been here for a little bit. And that's when teams can really grow, when guys are willing to take the steps to mature more rapidly, you know, mentally and physically, that's when you could really advance their growth and their development.
We love our home crowd, but there's nothing more enjoyable than seeing a bunch of orange and green Hurricane fans on the road, and there it was packed as far as that corner goes. And how encouraging is that? And I don't know, was Elijah, was Arroyo there too as well? I mean, what kind of story is that?
Well, they were, the fans were awesome. We've played there a couple times, been there as a GA, as a coach. I haven't seen that many. They were awesome, you know, and I know some of the guys were recruiting show up there as well, because we can't talk to them there, but after you find out. And on a during warm-ups, Coach Mirabal goes, there's Elijah Arroyo, you know, because you have a limited amount of guys you can travel. So, and we made this a huge part of yesterday's team meeting, because that is super valuable. That guy is, you know, he's injured so he can't play, but that guy found a way to get up there and support his teammates. That's unbelievable. I mean, that doesn't speak, that screams volumes about what it means to him. And so, again, stuff like that, man, it's big time now.
Yep.
That's big time stuff.
I did want to mention before we go real fast, high school football, a lot of future Hurricanes are in the playoffs, getting ready to go. This is the time of the year that they really enjoy playing between now and they go almost all the way to Christmas. So it's a high school football playoff time.
Yeah, always wishing luck to all the coaches out there at this time of year, right, November. You know, the brand of football you're playing is now, it's win or go home type of stuff, and certainly want to wish them all the luck and health in the world as they pursue, you know, their goals for the season as well.
All right, for University of Miami head coach Mario Cristobal and Don Bailey Jr., I'm Joe Zagacki. A reminder, Miami and Clemson, 3:30 this Saturday from Tiger Stadium in Clemson, South Carolina. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time on the Mario Cristobal Show.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.